Last time on Biscuit Tunes, Cherry humiliated Tango by beating him a little too hard and being chosen by the instructor. Then Tango humiliated Cherry even worse in the Biscuit Food Tournament, using the Mega Mask which Ghosty had invented. Cherry was utterly upset with Ghosty and proclaimed that he would never forgive her for cheating in the tournament. And old Saffron scolded Tango for being so harsh with his brother. Everything was a mess. And just when things couldn't seem to get any worse, the Wassa Wassa Man stole a Mega Mask.
Well, with great pleasure, I would like to introduce you to the instructor. He's the master of Biscuit Fu, the national martial art of Biscuitstan. Here is his certificate. Here is his black belt. And here is his motivational poster. Here is training clothes worn down to hours of training.
Now been cooking 15, 20...
As mentioned, Palestinian.
Winner of the Biscuit Food Tournament was Tango.
I want this fair and...
What a pity. The instructor has hit rock bottom and despaired of all hope.
Wassa Wassa!
By God, it's the Wassa Wassa Man!
Wassa Wassa! Wassa Wassa! Wassa Wassa! Wassa Wassa!
The winner of the Biscuit Food Tournament was Tango, an unlikely candidate considering his size and...
Wassa Wassa! Wassa Wassa!
Tango is busy in his home, polishing up the Biscuit Food trophy and putting it on display.
I have a wonderful idea!
What?
Why don't you gift the trophy to Cherry? As a gesture of goodwill.
No way! He lost the tournament fair and square.
It was neither fair nor square, and you know it.
You're just feeling guilty because you helped me win.
I helped you cheat. It wasn't a real victory, and you know it. Cherry really deserved to win. I thought I was helping you to get your ego back, but you've just become arrogant.
Whatever!
Give it to me!
No! It's mine!
Tango! Cherry should have won this, not you!
It's mine! It's my precious!
Bonk.
What?
Nothing!
What is that, Alebalu? Eh? Why are you fighting over this piece of metal? Ghosty, are you hiding something from me?
She's not hiding anything!
This kind of behavior is highly suspect.
Uncle Saffron, I must tell you something.
Ghosty explained about her creation of the Mega Mask and how, through the use of the technology, Tango beat the other contestants and unfairly won the trophy.
Well, That explains why a young tango became a champion overnight without any formal training.
But there's nothing in the rule books that says you can't use mega masks.
Hey.
That's besides the point, Tango. It's unethical.
Not the way I see it.
That's your ego talking, not your conscience.
Listen, my dear brother and sister. You must learn to overlook your small disagreements. Sometimes small differences can have great and devastating consequences. Long ago, the instructor and I were both students of the same school. We were the closest of friends. We were indeed like brothers. Our teacher was the great Sheikh Biskistani, who taught us the way of Islam. But after our teacher passed away, the instructor and I differed about what his opinion had been about a certain matter. As time passed, we grew more and more distant until we became rivals.
What was your disagreement about?
I don't even remember anymore. The point is, these small issues should be resolved before they create any animosity. And if we cannot agree on something, then we must at least agree to disagree.
You're right. I shouldn't let this silly trophy get in the way of me and Cherry. I agree with you, Ghosty. I'll give it back to Cherry.
Goodbye,
I'm proud
Tango.
Of you, Tango.
Barakallah fi. Hey, what was that noise?
No!
Oh dear, this biscuit foo fiasco just keeps getting worse and worse. Old Saffron has been hurt, and so has Ghosty, and now Tango has vengeance in his eyes. Whatever will happen next, find out next time on Biscuit Foo! I mean Biscuit Tunes! Keep doing that.
This kind of behavior is highly suspect.